Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Philippines President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. arrives in New Delhi on a five-day state visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar inaugurates first-ever BIMSTEC traditional music festival in the national capital. Pakistan forces behind 785 forcible disappearances and 121 killings in Balochistan this year, states country's Human Rights Organization report. And India pull off a thrilling six-run win against England in final cricket test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy in London to level the five-match series 2-2. And now the news in detail. President of the Philippines, Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr., arrived in New Delhi today on a five-day state visit to India. Upon arrival, Mr. Marcos was accorded a warm welcome. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar called on the President of the Philippines this evening. He expressed confidence that Mr. Marcos' scheduled talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi will significantly deepen bilateral partnership between the two sides. More from our correspondent.
Both the nations will review the entire gamut of bilateral relations by focusing on trade and investment, defense and security, maritime cooperation, agriculture, healthcare, pharmaceuticals and digital technologies. Several MOUs in different sectors are also expected to be signed in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Philippines Ferdinand Marcos. Defense, security and maritime cooperation between the two countries have expanded in recent times. As far as the bilateral trade is concerned, India is the largest exporter of pharmaceuticals to the Philippines. With Anand Kumar, Bhupen Singh, Akashwani News.
Philippines Science Minister Dr. Renato U. Solidam Jr. today called on Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh in New Delhi. The meeting marked a renewed momentum in India-Philippines Science and Technology Cooperation, anchored by the recently signed Programme of Cooperation for the period 2025-2028. During the meeting, Dr. Singh said that there is immense scope for a collaboration in agricultural biotechnology, geospatial technology, and disaster risk mitigation, and these areas can be immediate starting points for joint research. Preliminary talks between Thailand and Cambodia defense officials started today in Malaysia ahead of a key ministerial level meeting on Thursday. The ceasefire, which came after 5 days of border clashes between Cambodia and Thailand, was reached at a meeting in Malaysia last Monday. The Thursday meeting will be observed by representatives from the United States, China, and Malaysia. The clashes between the Southeast Asian neighbors claimed at least 43 lives on both sides of the border. The first ever BIMSTEC traditional music festival was held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening. Inaugurating the event, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar said that music serves both as a bridge between nations and is also a powerful way for countries to express their heritage and identity.
When it comes to traditional music, like other forms of culture, music serves both as a bridge between nations and a powerful expression of their heritage and identity.
Artists from India, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Myanmar, Nepal, Sri Lanka and Thailand performed at the musical evening. The festival called Saptasur, Seven Nations, One Melody, witnessed the celebration of the distinct musical traditions of the seven BIMSTEC countries. This is Akashvani. You are listening World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Pakistan, a human rights organization today revealed that 785 individuals forcibly disappeared and 121 were extrajudicially killed in Balochistan at the hands of country's forces and state-backed death squads since the start of this year. We have a report.
PANC, the Baloch National Movement's Human Rights Department, mentioned that the victims include students, journalists and peaceful protesters, many of whom were abducted from cities such as Karachi and Islamabad. Earlier, human rights organization Baloch Yakjeti Committee had said that Diljan Baloch was extrajudicially killed by the state-backed death squad on 2nd of this month after he was forcibly disappeared on 22nd last month from the Kech district in Balochistan. The human rights organizations have repeatedly called for international scrutiny and credible accountability mechanisms to ensure justice for victims and to deter further violations in Balochistan. Jigyasa Pandey for World News.
In Yemen, at least 68 Ethiopian migrants lost their lives and 74 remain missing after a vessel sank off southern coast on Sunday. According to the UN's International Organization for Migration, the boat carrying 154 people capsized near Abyan Governorate, where bodies have washed ashore. Only 12 survived. Despite the ongoing conflict, Yemen remains a key transit route for migrants heading to Saudi Arabia. Around 3,000 Boeing union workers in the United States went on a strike after a contract negotiations with the company broke down. The strike move was earlier announced after members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers rejected a modified four-year labor agreement with Boeing. Boeing expressed disappointment over the strike and said it was prepared for a strike and had fully implemented the contingency plan to ensure a non-striking workforce. India today pulled off a thrilling six-run win against hosts England in the final cricket test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London to level the five-match series 2-2. Chasing a target of 374 set by India, the hosts were all out for 367 in their second innings on day five. We have a report.
Visitors began the day on the offensive with Mohammad Siraj striking twice and Prasidh Krishna bagging another wicket to put the game on a knife's edge. Ultimately, it was Siraj who picked up the last wicket as India snatched victory from the jaws of defeat in one of the most dramatic conclusions in Test cricket history.
And would you believe it? It is Mohammad Siraj. The lion-hearted Siraj, who has led this attack throughout, he finishes the game. It is a famous win for India. This series is tied 2-2.
Siraj was the star of the match with a 9-wicket haul, including 5 in second innings. The host had resumed their second innings today at 339 for 6. Riding on Yashasvi Jaiswal's impressive 118, Team India had posted 396 in their second innings. In the first innings, England were bowled out for 247 in reply to India's 224. Indian skipper Shubman Gill thanked Siraj and Prasidh for their excellent bowling performance.
When you have got bowlers like Siraj and Prasidh bowling that spell, you know, captaincy seems pretty easy. They're making the ball talk. Yes, there was a little bit of pressure on us, but I think the way we responded this morning with them coming through with the spell was just magnificent for us. We were pretty confident, you know, even yesterday we knew that they are a little bit of under pressure. We just wanted to make sure that they're feeling the pressure throughout and makes everyone do things that they don't want to.
Mohammad Siraj was declared the player of the match. He became the top wicket taker with 23 wickets in the series. Shubman Gill and Harry Brook were both named the players of the series. Shubman finished as the top run scorer of the series. He scored 754 runs in 10 innings at an average of 75.40 with 4 centuries and a double century. With Paras Chauhan's report, Swati Rakheja for World News.
In some more news, Lithuanian Prime Minister Gintautas Paluckas stepped down from his post today, triggering the automatic resignation of the entire cabinet. Mr. Paluckas confirmed his decision during an emergency government meeting this morning. President Nauseda has up to 15 days to nominate a new prime minister, who must then be approved by the parliament known as the Seimas. Ukraine today said it has charged 6 people, including a lawmaker and a government official, for embezzling funds in the purchase of drones and jamming equipment for the military. It reportedly involved the legislator, 1 current and 1 now sacked official, a National Guard commander, and 2 businessmen. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Philippines President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. arrives in New Delhi on 5-day state visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar inaugurates first-ever BIMSTEC traditional music festival in the national capital. Pakistan forces behind 785 forcible disappearances and 121 killings in Balochistan this year, states country's Human Rights Organization report. And India pull off thrilling 6-run win against England in final cricket test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy in London to level 5-match series 2-2. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.